She was just devastated, and she was mad, I'm sure, but I think at this time, at that time, all she was just, you know, just in shock, you know, and angry at me, of course. How could she not be angry at me? You know, she tries not to be, but it's hard not to be, and, you know, I destroyed our family. So, did I make a lot of money for people? Yeah. I made a lot of money for people. You know, did people lose profits that they thought they made? Yes. You know, but did they lose capital? I'm sure, I'm confident that when this thing is all finished, very few people, if any, will lose their principal.
We need a merit-based system for determining layoffs this spring, and anything short of that is just not a solution to the problem we face.
This is not an easy matter, and you can't do it without a law change, and Albany doesn't have a reputation for being the most expeditious vehicle to come up with new laws.
This weekend, when the mayor decided to release information to the schools, it was clear to us that it was a stunt to try to create panic and fear amongst teachers and amongst school communities. And we are not going to allow that to happen.
They've taken away our staff, they've taken away our copy privileges, and now they're trying to take away our pay, and we're still standing here calmly saying, look, we put forward an agreement.
If we're going to have layoffs the beginning of April, I have to have those noticed, both for legal and ethical reasons. I have to have those employees given notice of that all the way up to the beginning of April. We could pull back on that. Clearly, that would be my hope to do that.
It doesn't matter how dangerous it is. The only thing that matters is to defend our country and our people. This man Gaddafi has killed our people.
Bomber Gaddafi has to go out right now and stop killing people. We need freedom. Libyan people, one solution, revolution.
We will continue to send a clear message. The violence must stop. Muammar Gaddafi has lost legitimacy to lead, and he must leave.